For the gentleman, I don't know if I should use that term, the man who got put to death in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful, warm way to start another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. But this is a story that I think deserves some consideration, frankly. 888-302-3684. You'll join Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler. Richie will be around in a little bit. It's Friday, the 17th of January. And yes, people were talking, and I think still are talking, about the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction. That's what they call the prison department. Now, it's the politically correct way of referencing the prison department.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Department of Rehab and Correction. Yesterday, Dennis McGuire, who'd been on death row for, what did we say yesterday, 20 years?
Right.
20 years. He was condemned to death. He faced what his lawyer said was a never-ending, well, it did end, because he's dead. It
took 25 minutes, though.
Right. The lethal injection method, wherein most of the people that are put to death in our country are done, these situations have, because of various groups, advocacy groups, we don't want to cruelly and inhumanely kill people who have inhumanely killed other people. We don't want to. Two wrongs don't make a right. So we humanely, like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Or when I have a sick cow, I put the cows to sleep.
Right.
I don't shoot them. I give them an injection. I don't do it. The vet does. Although I did it when I put Peaches to sleep last year. My grand dame, 23 years old, great cow. She was infirmed, and I decided that it was time for her to be put to sleep. So there was a vial of something that calmed her down, and then there was a vial of something that put her to sleep. So what I'm trying to figure out is, if we got that stuff for the cows and horses and dogs, how come we don't have it for people?
This was, I think that we do in some states, but this was a kind of an experiment with the lawyers calling an agonizing experiment. It's a new combination painkiller sedative that it hasn't been used before.
Right, but this guy apparently
it didn't quite work.
It didn't have a very pleasant, not that he should have. I mean, this is what I don't, am I cruel by suggesting that if these people, I mean, I don't have a problem with the old firing squad.
Right. Because once you're convicted and, you know, there's no doubt that you've done something.
Well, this is, some of them, I don't approve of the death penalty most of the time because there are too many ways and too many examples of people who have been put to death who were not, they shouldn't have been put to death because they weren't guilty of what they were charged with. And having said that, then the system, as we all know, across the board, no matter what you look at, is certainly not foolproof.
Because
we have fools running it, and therefore the situation becomes as it did yesterday. So the lawyer for this guy is going to sue the state of Ohio because he says his client's constitutional rights were violated. I mean, isn't going to do the guy any good.
Cruel, they're calling it cruel and unusual punishment.
Cruel and unusual action.
And I guess this also, last week, they tried this in Oklahoma with Michael Lee Wilson, the person that was put to death last week, who complained as he was dying that he was burning after he received that same lethal mix.
Well, McGuire made a loud snorting noise during this execution. This is the longest lethal injection. There's something about this. I shouldn't be laughing, probably, but I'm just thinking of what, I mean, does Saturday Night Live do something with this as irreverent as they are?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Anyway, so this guy took 25 minutes and was, whatever was going on with him, it wasn't pleasant by all accounts. Never mind what he did to the person that he killed.
And just to remind you, it was a murder of a 22-year-old pregnant woman.
Yeah. So they got him for two counts.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it took 25 minutes. The lethal drugs didn't work particularly well. They had to give him more, apparently. Most of the time when you use the old method, it's like a minute. Whoosh, done.
Right.
Finished. Over. Good night. Good luck. See you in the next life. So they use these two drugs, a sedative called midazolam, is that how you pronounce it, or something like that?
Close.
And then hydromorphine. Why don't they just give... Okay. So, what am I going to do with this? I remember when my former wife, and a better example, my father. All right, my father has a stroke. He's had three or four, and he's on his last... it's the time of the last roundup for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I say to the nurse at the station, this is a Friday, November 12th, 2004, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I said to the nurse, how much more can you give him of the morphine? She says, we can up the dose.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I want you to give him the maximum, please.
That's what they do on hospice when it's...
That they do. That's what happened to Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, Megan administered the dosages to Tony until she died. And as far as I'm concerned, I would have sat there if I'd have known I could have done it and done the same thing with my father. Whether you realize it or not, this is not physician-assisted, but you're assisting mm-hmm. in the termination of life in my father's case. He was in agony, in misery for months. What's the point? Tony, God bless her, didn't suffer, actually the last couple of months were not especially pleasant for her, the last three or four days, when she just made up her mind, she's done, she's finished. And she said, you know, quickly, do as much as you can, as fast as you can, she told the kids. So they did. So, what I'm saying is, if you can do it with morphine, and that apparently is what this stuff is a derivative of it, why can't you just give them a massive dose of morphine and that's the end of it? What in the world are we, what kind of a game are we playing here with this? You understand? This is a game. We have all this stuff. They have to use some law that says you got to use this thing instead of that thing. For God's sakes, if you're putting somebody to death, shoot them. Hang on.
With this drug, they're saying there's a shortage of lethal
injections.
There is,
because the Europeans that make it don't like the death penalty, so they're making a shortage for it. Yeah, right. It's an artificial shortage. How do we get the stuff to put the cows down? How do you put horses down? How do you put dogs down? Where do the vets get the stuff? It's the same stuff. Is there a vet listening? 888-302-3684. What do you use to put down a dog? I know what they used to put the cow down. The cow was dead in 14 seconds after the sedative took about a minute and a half to calm her down so that she was really asleep. She went right to sleep, and then I gave her the dose of the whatever it is that killed her, and she was at peace. The whole thing was peaceful, calm, quiet. So who in the world is yanking whose chain, telling us that we can't get a hold of this stuff when you can easily get it for your dog? What am I missing here? And why is this such... What foolishness are we sponsoring by and basically opening ourselves up, all of us as taxpayers? If this had been a federal penitentiary, lawyer would sue the same way, and you and I would end up paying. There's some kind of a game here going on that doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense. Ohio prison spokesperson Joe Ellen Smith said, when asked by reporters, what is the reason for this execution taking so long? I have no comment on that. What is she going to say? They'll all look stupid.
Whoops.
Yeah, I mean, but it is foolish. I got to be missing something here, or somebody's got to be missing something.
I don't think so. It was an experiment. It was
so
an experiment gone wrong.
So get the stuff that you use to put dogs to sleep and put the humans to sleep with the same stuff. What kind of nonsense is this? Has nobody figured that out yet? Am I the only one who says, let's go to the vet and get the same stuff that they use to put a dog to sleep and use it to put a human to sleep?
I don't know. And to me, you know, this whole lethal injection, to me, even if it's kind of, even if it takes a long time, doesn't that still seem better than, like, the stress that would go into death by hanging or death by firing squad?
I don't know, what, firing
or
squad,
electric chair?
Yeah, well, electric chair.
Well, yeah, but you still have to go out in front. I'm sorry, there's a little stress there.
I think the electric chair, I'm not sure I would be real anxious.
Yeah.
To sit in the electric chair. I think if you get a
that
bullet.
That doesn't look really
your,
pleasant.
No, I don't think that does it. All right, Mark's in Aberdeen, Washington. Good morning. Hi.
Yeah, how about this? We've all had surgery, and they turn on the IV, and 20 seconds later, it's
right.
You don't remember.
You count
a thing,
down, and you can't remember after you. That's right. I was just remembering when I had my wisdom teeth out, they said start counting from 10. I don't remember anything after 8.
Right.
I don't.
I know.
So why not do that? Just put them to sleep that way, and then give them whatever it is. And by the way, hello, if you put them to sleep with this stuff, then shoot them afterwards. They're not going to feel anything. Is that? Am I being, Mr. What? Come on.
Mr. Sensitive. But, you know,
They don't feel anything. You're out. Shoot them. What's the difference? They're not going to feel anything. It's the audience that's upset. Oh, my God. They got a gun. They're going to shoot that guy. He doesn't feel a thing, or she doesn't
outcomes
feel anything.
Outcome's all the same.
No, seriously. Kenny, what am I missing here? You haven't said anything.
He's stepping away slowly. Go ahead, Ken. What do you think?
I'm moderately serious. So you put him to sleep.
I am too. I'm with
whatever
you.
Whatever the gas is, and then you shoot him.
And then go.
What difference does it make? They're not going to feel anything.
You could run him over with your tractor. They wouldn't know.
All right, Kenny, go ahead. I'm getting really good.
I don't know what I could possibly add.
All right. Okay, 19 pass. This is a good day.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow. If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Get all upset?
Nope, because Jennifer's proud of this man.
Really?
Yes. I love him.
Actually, you're not going to see anything, but you may hear her. This is country star Trace Adkins. Crank it up, Michael. The reason why this ain't
no thinking thing. Really, is he the hottest thing you've ever heard or what?
Where's your, that phone? When he was on the program, he taped a phone message for Jennifer's phone, which he used for a number of months.
Yeah, it said something like this.
Trace Adkins, I've got a big voice. And
this is Trace. Jennifer's busy right now. Leave a message and she'll call you back.
So hot.
All right, so Trace has checked himself into a rehab center following a fight he had with an impersonator.
A Trace Adkins impersonator. Yeah. Any impersonator.
Right, no, a Trace Adkins impersonator. He was headlining a country cruise to Jamaica when he got into a physical altercation with a karaoke.
Well, the guy must have been murdering his songs, and then Trace went up there and said, hey, buddy, step off, and, you know.
One Trace has been sober for 12 years.
He has.
He was the ship docked in Jamaica, and he left the ship to get help.
Yeah, it made it seem like he might have fallen off the wagon just on the cruise ship, and then he got into a fight, and then as soon as that boat parked, this is why I'm proud of him. As soon as it docked, he got off, and he went right back to rehab.
Didn't he actually win Celebrity Apprentice the year he was on?
He was on twice. He was on the first time he lost to Piers Morgan. That was the very first season of it.
Waste of time, that
But
was.
Then he went to the All-Star Edition, and he won that one.
So why was Piers Morgan on the Celebrity Apprentice? He's not a celebrity.
That was before he even got a CNN show. That's why Donald Trump always says that Piers owes him his CNN show.
Right.
But, you know, the thing with Trace is he had an alcohol problem years ago, and he got shot in the lung by his ex-wife.
Really?
He's really turned his life around.
Wow. All right. Well.
So good luck to him. I think it's good. He got off. He just went and did his thing.
He certainly did. All right. Let's see here. Steven Spielberg tops the Forbes list of the most influential celebrities. Want to know who the top five are on the list?
Please. Want to use the big voice? Lists all the time. I love.
I know, they have lists every week or something. All right, Michael, you got the big voice announcer from five to number one.
Jennifer should do that.
Number five
is Martin Scorsese.
You can. Number four.
Ron Howard.
Number three.
George Lucas.
Number two.
Oprah Winfrey.
She's the deuce. Number one.
Is Steven Spielberg.
Yay.
An influential. So what does that mean? That their work influences people, or are they in their lives?
Their money, their
people?
Work, their opinion.
Really? All right. So the
definitely
critics'
Oprah, Steven Spielberg. Ron Howard.
Yeah. So the winners, the Movie Awards, Critics' Choice Movie Awards, handed out last night.
Mm-hmm.
So did you go through that list? I forget. We were talking about that or not earlier.
We didn't have time, no. 12 Years
of Slave. Keep saying that. Like you're just, we didn't have time. She keeps telling me this on the air and off the air. I didn't have time for this because I
didn't
said,
have time for
what about the Twitch TV story?
We didn't have time.
Don't have time for that either. Actually, I think that's a more interesting story. It's at DougStephan.com. I don't really care who won the Critics' Movie Choice Awards.
It was 12 Years of Slave, by the way.
Yeah. All right, so and let's Lupita talk for a second about Twitch TV. Kenny. Twitch TV is a game video streaming service. We have the story at DougStephan.com. What's the story here?
It's an online service that game players use, and it's in the PlayStation units, you can video yourself playing the games. So these people like to watch the games being played, whether it's their own or somebody else's, and there are millions of people who use Twitch TV for this purpose more than watch AMC or TNT or MTV. They have I think it was something like 45 million people who are on for over 100 minutes a day.
Wow. That's pretty interesting stuff. 28 after, this is Good Day.
Sometimes it's hard to get up and go to therapy, but now some patients are strolling over to their computers and getting interactive professional help online. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. It's happening in a private Second City type environment where doctors and patients interact as avatars. So far, this technique looks promising. Talking about difficult issues avatar to avatar is easier for some people, easier than hashing things out with a therapist face to face. In the virtual world, you can go anywhere. So now a few psychiatrists are using computer-generated scenes to take patients back through traumatic events. The early studies seem to show that schizophrenics can face their worst fears by creating their visions as avatars and then confronting them in an online environment. If avatar therapy is really effective, one day the virtual couch may be widely available. I'll put up links in case you want to find out more about it. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
It's time to get your game plan ready. Stretch those muscles and give it your all at Rite Aid this January. Come in and get up to $50 in plus-up rewards during the plus-up rewards games. Thousands of products qualify. And you have all month to shop with your Wellness Plus card and score more rewards. Up to $50 in Rite Aid store credit just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only December 29th, 2013 through January 25th, 2014. Plus-up rewards loaded to Wellness Plus card. See RiteAid.com for details.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding. The year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 70.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Video of the day today at DougStefan.com. You probably heard about that bat kid a couple of months ago. Remember we talked about that? Five-year-old leukemia survivor wanted to be a superhero. Remember that?
Yeah.
Make-A-Wish Foundation stepped in along with hundreds of thousands of others to transform San Francisco into Gotham. The story's been put together as a video, and you can spend 10 minutes watching it, and it absolutely will restore your faith in humanity. So you want a way to restore your faith in humanity? The audio and the video at DougStefan.com. All right. Good way to start this half hour. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. We have been discussing the death of the fellow, the Ohio killer, executed with the new injection. He had a slow, painful death.
No.
And as the chief occupier of the peanut gallery pointed out, who should care? Their victim did not have a choice as to how they died, so why should this guy have a choice? I suggested, Richie, that they use the stuff that puts him to sleep and then just shoot him. Well, he's not going to feel anything. What's the difference? Have all this controversy.
Probably cheaper.
Yeah, put him to sleep like a cat or a dog and then shoot him.
Shoot him. Right. So I'm sure I'm going to get you insensitive son of a bee. From somebody?
Well, who's going to watch out for the murderers if we don't?
Yeah, right, exactly. Jennifer has the update on the wildfires that are raging in Southern California.
Wow.
You remember on Tuesday, it was Tuesday afternoon, I think, driving into the canyon here in Santa Monica, big fire right on the, where I am, it's right on the Pacific Coast Highway. And most anybody who's driven up and down the Pacific Coast Highway knows it's all ledges. And it's really very attractive, but when this time of year rolls around every year, it's dry, and the winds, if there's a fire, they really kind of create
a This is a really early
situation.
Fire season, though.
It is, but there were a lot of people that were evacuated yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Where was this?
This is in a place called Glendora, which is in the San Gabriel Mountains. It also spread towards Azusa, which is another community. near Pasadena, probably about 30 miles, 40 miles maybe. Well, probably about 30 miles from downtown Los Angeles. And we have these conditions, the Santa Ana winds, they blow, they're gusty, it's very dry. And this fire swept through 1,700 acres of brush, which, again, we haven't had rain since probably October. Mm-hmm. It destroyed a few homes. Thankfully, as of last night, it wasn't advancing, and it was about 30% contained. And what's interesting here is that Glendora police have held three men in custody after they allegedly started the blaze, so they have them. It destroyed five homes and threatened a bunch of different neighborhoods.
It was a campfire.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're not allowed.
The cop is
illegal.
In one of the driest seasons we've ever had, in a windy conditions,
yeah,
it
stupid.
Amazes me that they would start this fire. They will be in state prison.
Mm-hmm. Just for doing a fire. Because, you're just dumb. It's,
yeah. It is.
A campfire.
Well, but there are people who think that some of these things are started deliberately as
right.
well.
No, this was just stupidity.
This
well,
was stupidity.
No, but I'm saying, in this case, yes.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is there are some people that start these things.
Yeah.
There was some question about that with a fire across the street here on Tuesday. Whether
it's
that
what
was
they always have to look at because
yeah.
people are so sicko. You know,
somebody wants
to
claim. This is the news cycle. This was the number one story in the news Tuesday night.
Yeah.
So this person.
Well, 3,700 people were evacuated. It was a big, big deal.
It's a big
deal.
News story here in the Washington area. I mean, so it's a national story. It's definitely got. You know, it's amazing that people are just that stupid and the effect it has.
Well,
on
is it that they're stupid?
The whole state,
or is it there's something else wrong?
I think sometimes it's that people want to watch things burn. I think these guys were honestly just dumb. I think they started a campfire for whatever reason. It's not even cold and just idiotic.
Yeah. Well, it's just, it is, it's telling about the status of psychological strength or weakness in our society. Maybe you think that about this as well. Remember the story from October? The New Mexico police officer who fired shots into that minivan during a traffic stop.
Yeah.
The vehicle was full of children, and he said when he found that out, his heart sank. He was terminated by the police after he fired three shots into this vehicle carrying a mother who wouldn't stop, five children in the car, age 6 to 16. The fellow's name is Elias Montoya, fired shots after a routine traffic stop. So this brings back around, it seems to me anyway, the same sort of question that we have about the officer in Tampa, 71-year-old retired police officer, who shoots the guy in the theater because he threw popcorn at him.
Mm-hmm.
And the wild kind of crazy hair trigger stuff that goes on. Which comes first here, the chicken or the egg? Is it a problem that's presented because society is as crazy as it is, so these people are on edge? And or is it that they are on edge and they ought not to have been the police officers, not be police officers to begin with?
Probably a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't widespread. You get these stories where a cop is either A, just not prepared for a situation,
yeah,
or B, and I could tell you, as my brother is a cop in one of the worst neighborhoods in Washington, or the worst neighborhood in Washington, once you see the stuff that goes on,
you lose faith in humanity.
Day in and day out, it's hard to keep faith in humanity, and it's hard to not desensitize yourself to
okay. So,
what it is.
All right, I'm going to have a little argument with you on the air, okay?
Fire away.
I like how he prefaces it with the
well,
argument.
But
I usually win these, so bring it on.
I win them?
I do.
Oh. I'll be the judge. Okay, this could be fun. All right, so in one corner,
Kenny
Doug
needs to be
Stephen.
A judge, too. Yeah.
In the other corner, Richie
McFadden. Well, Richie and I have differences of opinion about what I believe the important news stories of the day are and what he thinks or what perhaps the news cycle predicates as the important stories of the day. I have made it no secret that I am not interested in, for the most part, I mean, in talking about the shooting of the kids in that van, I remember talking about it in October and thinking What do we gain from hearing this story? What is there? That's usually what goes through my mind. What about your life is going to be made better by me telling you a story like that? Even if it is the news, and even if you want to know what the facts are, you hear perhaps out of the corner of your ear in a newscast at the top or bottom of the hour, these are the four or five big stories of the day, and then you come back into this program and you expect to hear some conversation about some of these stories. And I will satisfy you sometimes, and sometimes I won't satisfy you, depending on whatever your arbitrary definition is of what the news is.
All right, let's get to the meat of this argument.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the argument.
I was trying to set it up.
Enough of this politically correct stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you've come to the right
place. So far, you and I are on the same page. I don't want to talk about death and murder and mayhem.
Well, there's plenty of those stories. I mean, every day there's plenty of that crap. And so then we also have things, frankly, I don't really want to talk about the Obama administration. I don't want to talk about politics, even though that sort of thing becomes viral. It goes here, there, and everywhere. I just, because I don't have an objective point of view on Obama, and therefore, you're not likely to get the facts from me. Now, that's a shortcoming that I will admit to. I'm not a newsman. I'm not a journalist. I don't play one on the radio. I am a conversationalist. I have an opinion. There are stories that I think are important for us to talk about. I don't need to talk about Obama here. There'll be plenty of other people who will talk about him ad nauseum all day long. So, I don't want to. I don't even want to talk about Michelle Obama's birthday.
Where's the argument?
It's cool that she has an, but it'll come around. Ah, Michelle Obama, it's her birthday. Yeah, so I chose to talk about Betty White's birthday instead. Right? That's the way I am. That's the way I think about stuff. And so you know that we are all human beings. We all have our biases. And I just don't choose to talk about something. So then there are some people who will be purists, and Richie's not among them, but there are some who would say that this program is for lightweights. The host is a lightweight. The people who are on with him are lightweights because all they want to do is have fun. And that's not true, but some people might say that because they think that I'm not treating all of the news fairly. You know what? I don't have to. I don't want to, and I'm not going to. Now, so there's my 14-year-old teenage rebellion. Richie, you can be my father now,
well,
and you can slap me around and put me in my place.
You and I do not disagree there. I think where you and I disagree is sometimes you want to have a little bit more fun.
Yes, I do.
And there are interesting news stories out there that that we should be talking about.
We should.
You know, the stories that are important to everybody.
Okay. So, you know, we haven't talked about the number one trending story today is the fact that Gilligan's Island star Russell Johnson died.
We did talk about that in the TV report, sir.
Right. Well, we didn't talk a lot about it.
But who else died?
We didn't have time.
Russell Johnson died. Who? Yeah, there was
the Partridge family's
Kenny, yeah.
Yeah, and then you know who
else? We talked about that, too.
You know who else died that was very interesting?
No.
Who?
The last surviving Japanese soldier didn't surrender.
Yeah.
No.
He was on an island for years.
Until 1974, this guy hid in the jungles on an island. I forget what it was. But he finally came out in 1974. He died yesterday at age 91.
How hard is that to reassimilate back to culture? Holy moly.
All right, anyway. So I'm just I'm vetting everything. Now, Richie, I also want to know from you, because I haven't asked you yet this morning, what you've put on your Facebook page that you're grateful for today.
I have not updated my Facebook. You know, but yesterday,
the host you work with.
Yesterday, I updated it with, I'm grateful that I get to goof off for 3 hours in the morning to start my day.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And a lot of people responded and this and that. You know what I found interesting is that a lot of people say, I'm grateful for my family and my health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first day you do this little exercise, if we're going to do this every single day, that's the obvious one. That's the one you start with.
Then you have to actually start thinking about it.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
That's why it's a good exercise, because you have to think about it. Are you thankful for the good morning that you're having so far? Whatever it is, start your day with a thank you, with a good luck, or something that's a winner, so that you feel after you've written it, yay!
So I challenge everybody. Go ahead and think in your own mind, even if you don't update on your Facebook or ours, what are you grateful for that's not the big and obvious ones?
Yes.
Okay. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for the roof over my head. I'm grateful that I have food. I'm grateful for my job. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's gone.
Don't forget that it's Friday.
And that's Friday. That's the other big obvious one. All right. So, what are you grateful for? And think deep. Go deep.
My closet.
Richie might have a better perspective on that because of what he's been through in the past year in his own life. So he might have be able to dig deeper because he's given it some more thought on his own, which is swell. It's good. That's what really part of the exercise, frankly, never mind the physical challenge of getting rid of the cancer and the Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Right.
But also.
Which I'm grateful for. Right, I'm grateful for that challenge in my life.
Well, I'm grateful that you got rid of it, because otherwise by now we'd be talking about you in the past tense.
Nobody dies from Hodgkin's lymphoma unless you're a moron.
Well, you would know, but you got to catch it first, and you could have died because your jugular was shut off and you couldn't breathe. You die when you can't breathe.
Jugulars. You're not going to die from a blocked jugular.
Listen to him. Rich, we're giving you props for being, you know, surviving something here.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for not dying.
Yeah. Give me a break already. Just say thank you.
Don't put me up on this big pedestal and make me a martyr. Like I'm this great person. I'm somebody who was challenged.
That's not the case.
Right, you know that. Yeah. I was somebody that was challenged. I beat the challenge. And
it's time to play Beat Your Death. Right. Where's the death clock?
We're all challenged by something.
Did you hear about that new app, that new wristwatch that you can put on that shows you how many hours until you die? Yeah. No, thank you. What about? I'd like to be wearing that when you get hit by a bus.
Imagine if the battery goes dead. How that would scare the.
Wait a second.
Battery goes dead. It's very good. I hadn't thought about it that way. Is your hair stronger, healthier, and fuller? Are you losing your hair? When you brush your hair, do you look in the sink and what in the world's going on here? Or you take a shower and you watch the hair go down the drain? No. Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that will help you with all of this and more.
I wonder if I can rub it on my armpits, because that's the place where I lost hair. And
ew, just be happy and gone.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe the people who have it on their back lose the hair on your back. I don't know. Do some women think that the hair on your
back hair is never sexy? Chest hair can be sexy. Yeah, okay. Back hair?
You haven't moved if it's on your back.
This is not... We're not going to be able to fix the hair on your back or your chest because...
Or your armpits.
It's not plugged up the same way the hair on your scalp is, because you don't use shampoos on your body for the most part. On your head, you have used shampoos, and perhaps you've used the wrong ones, the cheapies that plug up your pores.
The white, milky ones with all
don't
of the
use them. It's like it plugs up your pores like cement.
First thing I did when I knew I was going to be getting chemotherapy is switch to a clean, clear shampoo to help my pores and my head stay clear.
Well, Provia will help you with that too, Richard. Right. Maybe I should pick you up.
That's why I brought it up. Exactly.
Provia works for men and women who have lost their hair because the hair follicles can't get through the pores. So what you need to do is call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the new Provia Super Concentrate, which means your hair will come back faster and better. Noticeably important results by dialing 800-525-8319. Get your hair back. Provia, 800-525-8319.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At Clear Choice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you, so you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for. And no one creates a beautiful smile better than Clear Choice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call Clear Choice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have their procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Plenty of them, and this is another one.
Aww.
But it was part of his role from the movie The Cable Guy. Jim Carrey, 52 today, so some of you may celebrate that. He's a human being, has a right to live.
That's very kind of you.
Thank you.
It's horrible.
Dodge that bullet.
He was on the Golden Globes the other night. Still funny.
Good. Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was funny.
Jim Carrey's calling me right now.
He took a pretty nasty shot at actor Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, he did.
Well, Shia LaBeouf is kind of, what's going on with him?
He's a strange bird.
I didn't realize he was so young. He's like only 29 or something.
Yeah, he's young.
A lot of movies.
And I think he's a pretty good actor.
You do.
Yeah, but he's definitely falls into the quirky type of personality.
Maybe that's what makes you a good actor.
He talks too much.
A lot of people think those of us who are on the radio are quirky, Chucker.
Exactly.
That's what helps to make us more interesting personalities.
I just want to say, I think the funny, after looking at the Oscar nominations yesterday, I think this might be the funniest bit of the night. When whoever comes out and says this with a straight face, the Oscar nominees for best makeup and hairstyling, the nominees are Jackass presents Bad Grandpa.
I know. Jackass finally wins an Oscar.
Who's going to have the duty to do that?
the double duty. All right, so Chuck Curry is here. We're going to get the preview of the movies coming out this weekend that you may find exciting and fun. Let's see if we can... this is actually, because it is a Jim Carrey movie, I think that it's worth a moment or two. So I'll give you three clips from this movie. You figure out, Jim Carrey's been on what, 40, 45 movies? Chuck, how many movies has Carrey been in?
I don't know about that many, but it's probably in the... Yeah, maybe.
What's 30, he make? What is something. He? What's he get for being a star of a movie? What's he worth?
In his heyday?
He was $20 million.
Probably close to $20
million. Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's he get now if he's in a movie?
Now he's doing a lot of supporting parts, so he's probably getting about, five.
Mm-hmm. $5 million?
Which I'll take, but, I don't know how he feels about it.
He's probably lucky to be acting. All right, let's get to the three clips that we have from this movie. You identified quickly at 888-302-3684. You win the small prize. Here's the first clue.
And that's the way it was. And that's the way the cookie crumbled. And that's the way I like it.
He's funny, man.
All right, next clue.
Sorry, if you don't find that funny, there's something wrong.
Next clue.
Well, they need my blood. I have a very rare blood type. I'm AB positive.
Yeah. I'm IB positive. IB positive, they ain't touching me with no needle.
Right. Last clue.
Smite me, almighty spider!
Right. You got it. 888-302-3684. Chucker has the review of what's coming out this weekend in a moment here on Good Day.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl. Your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Chucker, what do we have to look forward to coming out this weekend, the box office?
Four new films, Doug, open nationwide. First is Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, in which Chris Pine takes over the Jack Ryan role, previously played by Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford, and Ben Affleck. Here's the bad news. Paramount spent a ton of money marketing this film, and the tracking is not good. Tracking right around an $18 million opening weekend.
If that happens,
that would be pretty disappointing. I had a friend went to see it last night, sent me a text, and said it was absolutely terrific. Early reviews are pretty good. Opening the comedy Ride Along with Ice Cube and Kevin Hart. Hart has developed a nice following. This one's tracking well, $29 million opening weekend. Also a horror film, The Devil's Due, and an animated film titled The Nut Job. Other than that, the Razzie nominations, Grown Ups 2, rounded out to 8 Razzie nominations, including Worst Picture of 2013.
Right.
I'm in the minority because I really enjoyed it. So,
Tim, what's the name of that movie?
Ace Ventura.
No, sir. Good guess, though. Jeanette in Gambier, Ohio. What's the name of the movie?
Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty. Yes, you win the prize. Thank you very much. Jim Carrey, 52 today. Happy birthday to him and to Betty White.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.